Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have another wonderful podcast up for you today, as we're going to talk about genetically modified food and how it can impact you and what people are willing to pay for such foods. We are also joined by a very special guest. We are joined by Dr. Martin Smith, who actually is an expert in this topic. Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Smith? Oh, hello. I'm very excited to be on the show today. Yes, we are very excited to have you. So, first off, genetically modified foods, what really are they? Well, a genetically modified food is when you take the DNA of another object or another food and put it into this food to change it, to make it grow better, taste better, have certain resistance to pesticides and certain diseases. So, what we want to know is, what are people's opinions on genetically modified food, and how does this kind of labeling affect us, Dr. Smith? Well, first off, people have kind of a negative opinion towards genetically modified food, as most people want the purest thing out there possibly. And this leads to controversy in the labeling of foods, as there are different levels as to the amount of genetically modifications that there can be in an object for it to be even classified as non-GMO. For example, there could be less than 5% genetically modified material, and it can still be classified as not genetically modified. So it sounds like this is something that we should look out for in the future when it comes to GM foods and non-GM foods, and how it involves whether or not people really want to pay for them. And what is the actual, would people want to pay more for GM foods or less, or do they like non-GMOs? What's the issue here, Dr. Smith? Well, from several studies, it can kind of be seen that mostly people would be willing to pay more for non-GMO foods as well. They are more preferable as to some of the other GMO foods. Eventually, what is going to lead to happen is people are going to spend more of their money on non-GMO foods, and hopefully lead to better sampling and labeling of the actual GMO foods that allows people to get a better picture of what they actually want in their food. So pretty much what we have here is a situation where people's opinions and how they feel about these different genetically modifications result in the selling of them and the price that people are willing to pay for these foods. Yes, that is correct. So realistically, what are we looking forward towards in the future with these? Well, what we have is a situation where genetically modified foods are the food of the future, as they're very good, they aren't susceptible to disease, they taste better, they grow faster, this, and that. But people obviously have a bad connotation over them and would like more pure things, so they go to vote for non-GM foods. But what really happens here is that the labeling on these foods of non-GM foods actually still could contain some sense of genetic modifications. And this is where people want to have these stickers and values changed so it's correct labeling and people actually get what they're paying for in their food. Wow, so that's some very interesting stuff we have right here. So I guess really what we need to do in the future is look to a way where we can find out what's really actually in our foods and push for better labeling, so we can really understand what we're eating and what we're putting into our bodies and what we're actually spending all of our money on, food-wise. Whether it be genetic modifications, non-genetic modifications, any sort of sense. Once we get better labeling in that, we will be in a much better off system when it comes to purchasing different types of food. And that is all we have for you today, guys. We hope you enjoyed the show, and have a great day.